So let me change the focus just slightly. It's true I've been teaching torts forever, thought of the same way forever. But I'm impressed with this technological environment, and I've been pressed to somehow think technologically. And it seems to me that thinking technologically isn't just a matter of letting my students have laptops. That doesn't seem like much of an advance. Somehow I should be thinking technologically at the level of teaching torts. But I have no idea what that means. How would I import technological thinking into the substance of what I do, as opposed to just the means by which I try and distribute it? What would it mean to, in some way, teach technology? I'm not going to teach them how to do PowerPoint. It seems to me that the impact of technology on society has been not just in tools, it's been in ways of thinking. How would one conceive the enterprise of law and law teaching coming from a technologically sophisticated point of view? How does the person who has grown up with ones and zeros understanding that code is law and law is code represent that thought in a substantive way that would actually engage the intellect of students as opposed to skill training? How would you do that?
Some ideas?
Go, Ron.
Well, one thing you can do with technology that's difficult to do with a large group of one-to-many interpersonal interactions is build things together, make a group project. And so perhaps you could put together a set of rules about how people who meet as strangers should treat each other at risk of damages, for example, in the torts context. And people could work on that together in one big sort of intellectual group with their laptops as the communications device to the central process.
So you're saying that you could use the technology to facilitate some kinds of communication.
Exactly.
And somehow you can do that easier and better with laptops and a network than you could do before.
I think so.
It used to be that we had study groups, and people would sit down together, and they'd work through the material together. And they got to really know each other and trust each other. And you think it's better if we organize that technologically. Where is the improvement?
And I'm not trying to substitute for a study group. I'm talking more in the context of your original
hypothetical.
So it's a this group, which is a much larger group than a sort of a five or six, seven-person study group, might together build a set of tort rules on the screen with you as a judge, moderator, draftsman, leader, just like you might jointly draft a contract with a multiple office law firm team.
And so somehow the difference is in the tool. I used to do that on the blackboard. I used to do that by having people gather in groups. Now I do it by grouping people in segments of, categories on a laptop. You're in group one and you're in group two, and check the drop down box and be in your group.
Or maybe you let it bubble up.
Still doesn't feel big enough to me. I mean, I've been teaching here forever. I'm an old man. I listen to you guys talk, and I think, geez, it really is time for me to retire. This technology stuff, it's going to blow me away. But there's still some fight in me that says if there was an intellectual quality to it, if somehow there was something in a way of thinking about the world technologically that related to what lawyers actually do and think about, that is, thinking like a lawyer would also mean in this day and age thinking like a technologically sophisticated lawyer. I could get my mind around that.
Well, I think you're headed in the right direction there. I mean, I'm not too sure what your first question was, but if it was, how should I put technology into my teaching?
Yeah.
I don't think you should ask that question of yourself. I think you'd be better off asking yourself, what needs to be happening in my teaching that maybe isn't happening now? So are there new kinds of things I need to be teaching as a result of this technologically sophisticated world? Are there new ways I should be trying to teach that I'm not doing? So find yourself some targets of difficulty is what we call them at our center. So target of difficulty is something that's important to understand, difficult to teach and learn, and that you think could be made more accessible through the leverage of technology.
Tell us what you do, Steph.
I work at the Harvard Graduate School of Education. I used to, for many years, work at a center that did research on how can we use technology to improve teaching and learning. And I now spend half my time working on an online professional development program based at Harvard. But from that experience, I would say it's backwards to ask yourself, how could I insert technology into my life? It makes more sense to ask yourself, what needs to be changing in my life, and could technology help me do that? So I think you've backed yourself into a too hard question you shouldn't bother answering.
Well, I'm pausing because I felt technology intrude on my life. I used to be a good teacher. I used to be able to really command a classroom. And now I just see these barriers between me and the students. It actually infuriates me. I look out and I see them when their heads are down. I see them typing away, and I think they're IMing with each other and telling jokes. And every once in a while, somebody laughs out in the room. A titter of laughter goes across the room, and you just know there's a whole separate space that you're just have no control over. So I feel technology having just intruded on. I used to wear a green eye shade and sit in the library and all this technology stuff that Lexis came in. I can remember in 1970 when some guy came to my office and said, I'm going to show you something. Ask me a question. And I asked him a research question, typed it in. And he said, let's go out to dinner. And we went out to dinner and came back 4 hours later, and God damn it, the answer wasn't there. They had searched this database. That was Lexis.
It's still working away. I'm still trying to come up with an answer.
And ever since then, it's been downhill around here. It's like just the digital environment has intruded on the sanctity of a good, classic Harvard Law School education.
Intrude right now.
Yes, go.